Now let's take a closer look at Detroit's current environmental issues. This summer, a coalition of city organizations released the Detroit Environmental Agenda. The two-year project addresses improving quality of life by improving the environment. Guy Williams is president of Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice. He joins us to discuss the report his organization helped to compile. Thanks for joining us, Guy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Explain how this report came to be exactly.
Well, for me, who's been working on these issues for about 20 years, it's a great story. About 2 years ago, as part of the citywide planning for the future of Detroit, there was an environmental summit. About 200 citizens attended, and as you might imagine, at an all-day session like that, you come up with a lot of great ideas and promising themes that can't be followed through in one day. So Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice and our partner organizations decided we would work together to follow up on these recommendations and pull together the first of its kind. It's a report that basically summarizes all of the environmental issues in the city and recommendations for how to improve those conditions and what's at stake around that.
We have a lot of listeners here in mid-Michigan listening to us right now. Explain to them, how is the quality of life for Detroiters most noticeably linked to their environment? This segment we just heard was all about the water. How is the quality of life most notably linked to the environment in Detroit right now?
I would say of all the dynamics, there's kind of a close tie between air quality and how we can reutilize the land in the city. I mean, we have an industrial history here, of course, and a lot of facilities that are no longer functioning, and they've left us a legacy of contaminated land. And we also have an ongoing high level of air pollution of different types, which has had a tremendous impact on the health of people living here. We have high rates of asthma and other respiratory diseases. We have high rates of cancer in certain hot spots. And we also have the highest level, actually twice as high as the state average, is the level of elevated lead poisoning in children.
Mm. Well, your concerns about water are conspicuously absent in that. Does the quality of water in the Detroit area, is it less of a concern then? It sounds like it.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, we're obviously in a place that people do not rely on well water for drinking, which is not the case in lots of other areas of the state. So groundwater protection is, I would say, a lower echelon issue. But in terms of the surface water, we've also had about 20 billion gallons of raw sewage go into the Detroit River this year. So our sewer system is taxed by any kind of heavy storms like we have this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We can be pretty sure that the system overflowed today.
What do you consider the single most pressing environmental issue facing the city?
You know, it's just really hard to single out one thing, but I think I tend to look at it in terms of what could we get the best benefit to people the most easily, and that would be the air quality. I feel like that's something we have the technology and the policy means to address quickly, and that would alleviate a lot of the intense health suffering that's going on. Things like clean energy policy, reducing our reliance on diesels and some of the combustion sources that we have in the city. We have the nation's largest municipal waste incinerator here. We have several manufacturing facilities, which may all be in compliance in and of their own right. However, right now, the regulatory structures don't allow for taking into consideration how those emissions overlap. So particularly in areas like Southwest Detroit, where you have the incinerators that burn the sludge from the waste treatment plant, the wastewater treatment, You have the Marathon Refinery. You have steel factories. You have auto manufacturing. All of these things contribute to a high burden of air quality impacts that truly we believe are making people sick.
Who takes the lead, Guy, on changing this landscape, though? Is it the state legislature? Is it the DEQ? Is it organizations like yours in the city of Detroit? What's the best way to start that process?
Well, the whole reason behind our Detroit environmental agenda is we feel that the public needs to be better informed overall of what's going on and what the choices are, and that energy should work its way up through our elected officials and to the policymakers. So there's a coalition that has been working with Department of Environmental Quality on metrics and how to make improvements on some of these same issues that you see in the report. We're hoping that the agency would take a look at what you call cumulative impacts, which is the overlapping of the pollution sources I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We also hope that the legislature would, in their conversations about how to allocate funding in the state's budget, would consider this really important. I mean, I think people may not understand that to the extent that we really step up and become front of the pack nationally on environmental issues, we'll also have a benefit to our economy. I mean, it's gonna have the impact of making this a more attractive region to come to. It'll simplify the regulatory structure so businesses know what they need to do when they're investing in the state and in Southeast Michigan. There's a lot of upside potential to investing in the environmental scenarios.
But you see the spark, the trigger here, as being generated locally in the city of Detroit?
Yes, absolutely.
With Detroit's current economic situation, many would suggest that the environment can't be at the top of the priority list. There seems to be an idea that fixing the environment is too expensive. How do you respond to that?
Well, actually, I'm really glad you brought that up because, I mean, I've been involved in this work for about 20 years, and much of that time there's been messaging that I would call a false dichotomy that tends to pit environmental concerns versus economic gains. And my experience is that it's just not a true dichotomy. I mean, that when you look at the amount of work lost in our workforce due to illness, when you look at the days lost in school due to illness that can be attributed to some of these issues of air pollution, this is a big drag on our economy as well. I mean, there's a lot of angles to it, but it's, for example, to give you a sense of scale, we're interested in having curbside recycling all over the city. Right now, about 15% of the city has been in kind of a demonstration project mode. But the benefits of doing it citywide would not only allow us to stop burning everything that we're collecting as trash, it would aggregate the materials in a way that can feed small businesses and small manufacturing in the city, ways that those businesses will pay taxes, they'll employ people, it'll improve the air quality in the center city, and we know that we can implement this for somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million, which would give us all new equipment. You know, it would employ a lot of people. When you look at the size of the city's budget overall, $20 million is fairly small. I mean, for a regular person like you and I, $20 million is a lot of money. But when you're talking in terms of billions of dollars, it's not a lot of money given the potential leveraging of the benefit that can occur from that investment.
Mm-hmm. Guy Williams is president of Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice. We've been talking about his recently released report, The Detroit Environmental Agenda. Guy Williams, thank you.
Thanks very much.